some brandy, I wouldn't have to go out and get some.
Well, you, in other words, you have the brandy flavoring.
Yes, I do.
Well, in that case, you can add water and brandy to bring it up. I think that that's about as good. I have a brandy ginger sauce that I think is pretty good.
All right. May I have...
And you might like that. It's a little bit different, but I like the addition of the ginger to the, you know, the so-called brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you put a scant teaspoon of ground ginger, the powdered ginger, in your saucepan with 4 tablespoons of sugar.
4 tablespoons
mm-hmm.
of sugar.
And 2 or 3 strips of lemon rind.
2 or 3 strips of lemon.
And 1 cup of water.
1 cup of water.
And you stir the sugar until it's thoroughly dissolved. And then you bring it to a boil and lower the flame and simmer it very gently for about 15 minutes. This will reduce down, you see, make it a little thicker.
Okay, lower the flame in about 15 minutes
uh-huh.
to thicken.
Mm-hmm. And strain this now, if you want to strain it through a cheesecloth or a fine strainer into another saucepan.
All right.
And return it to the fire. And then you heat it up without boiling. And you stir in a tablespoon of lemon juice.
Okay, reheat.
Mm-hmm.
Add a tablespoon of lemon.
Mm-hmm. Mixed with 3 tablespoons of brandy. Now, since you don't have the brandy, take 3 tablespoons of water and about 1/2 teaspoon of your brandy flavoring.
Okay, 3 tablespoons of water and 1/2 teaspoon...
of brandy flavoring.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good. See, there's nothing like flour in here that thickens it at all.
No, the reducing down will thicken it.
All right.
If you want to thicken it and glaze it more than that, just bring it to the boil and take a 1/4 cup of water with about 1 tablespoon of cornstarch and shake those together and then thicken it that way.
1/4 cup of water and how much cornstarch?
A tablespoon. And you don't have to use all of it. Add it to the boiling mixture as it, and then just add enough to get it to the thick stage you want.
Oh, I see.
Mm.
That's fine.
That's right. Good.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. Shall I?
Yeah, I thought we were getting away from the hot sauce type of the year, but...
Well, good grief, it's 63 and still cloudy out there.
Yeah, I keep hearing you guys talk about how it is. I wish it would get beer weather.
Hello there, Mrs. Phillips. KNX, your question.
Good morning, Denny and Mike. Mm. I'd like to find out how to freeze strawberries and corn so that they're not soft and mushy.
Soft and mushy?
Yeah, I freeze them and I blanch them for 7 or 8 minutes for the corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's real soft and mushy. It's not like fresh corn.
Oh, you don't want it to be that way.
You're not supposed to blanch it?
Yes, but you sure you blanch it too long.
Oh, is that it? Because that's what the freezing book said.
Yeah, but I only blanch the corn about 3 minutes.
About 3 minutes.
Now, also, get it as near to the field as possible, time-wise.
Mm-hmm.
The fresher the corn, the better. The longer it stands, the more the sugar turns to starch. And it doesn't, you know, have the full flour of it.
Doesn't freeze real well, huh?
That's right. And that especially is true of corn. It's generally true of most products, but corn especially.
Oh, well, that's what I wonder, because I froze them, and the book says blanch it for 8 minutes, and then I tagged it and cooked it, and it's just real soft.
Yeah, no, I would only blanch it about 3 minutes.
About 3 minutes. Now, how about the strawberries?
Now, if you'll do it my way, and it seems like we've been discussing this for the past month, but I take a little Karo syrup in a salad bowl, you know, this big bowl.
Right.
And toss about 8-10 strawberries at a time in it so that the strawberries are nicely coated. Don't blanch them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I set them on a cookie sheet and set them in the freezer to freeze. And when they're solid and frozen, then I package them.
Oh, you don't use sugar then?
I don't use any sugar in any water or syrup.
Oh.
Just the Karo syrup, or the Karo syrup.
Right. Well, I'll try that then, because I thought you...
Very good.
Were doing this on the cookie sheet, but mixing it with sugar. in doing it. So maybe that's why they were soft.
You try the Karo syrup. That'll seal and they'll be pretty good.
I surely will. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Have faith out there, folks. When did you discover that, Mike?
I don't know. It's been some years ago now. But that's the way, if you want them to stay nice and round and fat and stay that way, they'll be real good.
Mrs. Benoit, your turn. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I wanted to ask Mike the name of the wine he mentioned along with Lancers yesterday.
Matus.
Huh?
Matus. M-A-T-E-U-S.
M-A-T.
M-E-T.
M-E-T.
E-U-S.
E-U-S.
Yeah, Matus. Don't make so much work of it. It's very simple, dear. I also mentioned Vino Verde.
Oh, you did?
That's V-I-N-O and then V-E-R-D-O. Or V-E-R-D-E, I'm sorry.
Are they domestic or...
No, they're Portuguese.
Portuguese, both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Can you order these in a restaurant like you can a Lancers?
Some of them have. Some of them have, some not.
Oh.
Sure beats the price of a bottle of Lancers.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I think you'll like them, Matus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Apple successfully here at home, and if I can, how to do it.
The wonderful thing about pineapple is that you don't have to box it or bottle it or anything else. Freeze it right in the plant.
Oh,
take the whole pineapple and freeze it.
The one I had, I thought it was beginning to get a little soft, and that's the reason I wanted to do something about it. Now, it will be all right then.
That's right. The way those things are imported frozen, the most of them, they are a little bulky, and they do take a bit more, but they'll put a dozen of those big pineapples in a cardboard box and put them right in the freezer.
It'll be just like fresh when I take it out there.
That's the way you get most of them.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right.
Happy to be of service. I didn't know that. Is pineapple the only thing you can do like that?
Almost. It's just great.
You can't do it with apples or bananas?
No, it's got its own cover, see? The skin of the pineapple or the outer texture, the outer layer, is pretty rugged stuff and works.
You're a genius.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll ready the news here if you'll talk about Pam.
I'd love to talk about Pam. We've been talking about barbecue.